Were you ever aware prior to the 90s of anybody being deported or choosing to be repatriated or?
So prior to, yes, I was aware of people being deported, and but I guess on a very limited scale. We actually, even at a church, we were supporting people who were having immigration issues. You know, they came over and they wanted to bring their family over. And you know there was kind of a real problems in terms of people kind of getting their family over who were already here. So those were the sort of things that we were sort of trying to fight fires with as well, and get them to get the right representation, where to go, get the right legal advice, get reputable legal advice as well to help them. So there was, we became more aware a lot of that. Deportation, you know, we became aware of it, you know, obviously where there were incidents where people were deported or detained, where there were deemed to be acts of criminality and so forth, and then so that was always, or people overstayed, and so you know they would getting deported. I don't seem to recall a lot of that happening. You know, not to say that it wasn't happening, because it was. But I think we were dealing with an issue of trying to get people who were coming over, who were already here, and get their families to come over. That was a big issue.
Can I ask, do you know if that was related to, I think there's a regulation called sole responsibility. And if as a mother you had a child overseas, you couldn't then claim you had sole responsibility for that child because somebody was then looking after them. And then that made it difficult to bring the child over. I mean, does that sound like the kind of
It
scenario?
does sound very much like that, actually, in terms of, you know, we became aware that you were getting into a bit of a fight to try and get people who were already settled here to get their extended family, whether that's their children or other people, to come over as well. So that was something that we became conscious of, and I guess the when the actual Windrush scandal broke, we look back on it. So I mean, I remember even, for example, even, but this was after 2014, we saw more issues, and particularly for even people who were born in this country were getting immigration issues because, you know, they weren't deemed to be British because both their parents weren't, didn't have, you know, legal status, as it were. So the dynamics became changed as we saw it, in terms of it was affecting people. The immigration issues became even more of a problem.